beer icy cool and also nuts.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming. We're available on our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not putting Icy Hot all over her body for no apparent reason, oh, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Oh, girl, I got reason. Okay. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you on this Wednesday, the final day of November, November 30th, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Choose Women Wednesday. Okay, I'll try that. Welcome to Cities for Life Day. Welcome to Computer Security Day. Welcome to National Mason Jar Day. Welcome to National Moose Day. Chocolate, whatever kind of moose. Welcome to Package Protection Day. Personal Space Day. National Stay at Home Because You're Well Day. Perpetual Youth Day. Rockefeller Center Tree Lighting Day.
And that's today. I know.
That's right. Somebody call Al Roker. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
As we welcome Alexis back.
Yay! Great to see you, friends.
We ask, how the hell is your coffee?
Oh my gosh, I'm back to my normal brew.
Okay.
Like you, my brother's obsessed with Starbucks.
Yes.
So we would have to get the fancy drinks every day. So my body's very grateful, you know.
You're hooked again?
Just my regular brew today. It's divine. It's much needed. It's life juice. Amen.
Is it weaker?
Yeah. Compared to that fancy with the shots of, you know, whatever that is.
Oh, yeah.
The espresso shots.
It's so way good to go, when Jason Jake. Treats us.
Yeah.
Way to go, Jake.
Yeah, you know it.
Mm-hmm. Dawn, how's your tea?
Well, I hate to be so boring, but it's the same decaf chai tea. It's just the right temperature, no cream.
Nice.
Oh, it's all right. It's not boring at all. It sounds lovely. Well, in honor of Jake, I'll continue the trend.
You guys have the fancy pants over there.
Jake, this is for you, the fancy pants. I got to tell you, I pulled up, per usual, to the Starbucks this morning. And this isn't the 857th example of why so many of you listening are just the best audience in the world. Listen to this. I pull up and Angela, Pylon Angela. And again, we call her Pylon Angela because in a moment of frustration that we can all agree with and understand, her corporation sent her some signs to hang up on the outdoor drive-through sign in the dead of winter. And the damn signs didn't come in right. So she's trying to stick these signs on the drive-through menu. And they weren't made properly. So she's trying to stick them on there and stick them on there. And she keeps trying and trying and trying and trying. And finally, she just chucks them across the parking lot. And then proceeds to grab the pylons that block the drive-through until opening time.
Yeah.
She grabbed the pylons and threw them, chucked them across the parking lot because it was like 17 degrees out this morning. And she has to fuss with these stupid signs.
Oh my gosh.
Just done with life. She was done with...
So this is a second Pylon Angela event. Yeah. Well, this is
a pylon? This is a
pattern. I was just kind of re-explaining.
Oh, okay,
I was just... for if people had wondered now...
Sure.
Because it comes into play with the story. If you've ever wondered why I call her Pylon Angela, it's because...
I see.
Yeah. I love that she did that because we've all had those moments at our job, whether we're an administrative assistant or we work at Wendy's and the Frosty machine doesn't work. You just want to chuck something. Anyway, I love her. She makes my morning. I appreciate her and the whole team there. I don't know if I'd be able to do the show with much productiveness without the coffee. Anyway, so I pull up. She opens up the window and she goes, I got to tell you something. I go, okay. She goes, your listeners are sending me cards. And I said, what? She said, she has received over the last 2 weeks. So for the holidays, 2 Thanksgiving cards. From my talkers.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so sweet.
2. Wow. Which doesn't seem like a lot, but that's 2 people who took the time, who listened to us at this point of the day or later on the podcast. Hi, podcast friends. And you remembered that I mentioned that she's at the Eden Prairie Starbucks by the Lunds.
Yes.
You remembered that.
Uh-huh.
Then you took the time to look up that address.
Yeah.
Then you took the time to write a card. That is quite lovely.
Yes.
I just thought that is I just thought that was probably one of my favorite things I've heard in the last couple weeks.
What was the message? Like, thanks for keeping Jason perky?
Well, the one was, it was strictly about her. One was, because I've told, a variety of Angela stories over the last couple years. It was just appreciation for putting up with the public and working hard. And being, thank you, Lex, yeah.
Oh my God.
And putting up with
thanks
me, yeah. Thanks for putting up with that a-hole.
Oh,
yeah.
But
it's great. It was, I just thought
that's very sweet. That's our listeners right there.
That's our listeners. And another example of it, I think we all kind of sometimes lose faith in our fellow man and woman these days. And this is just to start the show off, a good reminder that there are more good people than bad. And the fact that two of them took all of that time to do that for a complete stranger that is just mentioned on our show from time to time, I thought it was quite lovely.
I have another example of all of this as well. We got a letter from Crescent Cove.
Oh.
Remember Crescent Cove. Our project down in Dirty Construction?
Yes.
Absolutely.
They were our nonprofit of choice. And we got a letter from Jenny and the team at Crescent Cove. And can I just read part of it? Because
Go ahead, girl.
This also just talks about just how amazing my talkers are. She writes, a year ago, Crescent Cove was featured as your nonprofit of choice on Project Down and Dirty competition. We were blown away by the support of the My Talk fans and the wonderful support you showed our families and home. More than $100,000 was raised and 1,000 people donated to us, many for the first time. I can't begin to tell you the impact this campaign has had on our relatively small nonprofit in the year since. We have had little kids host lemonade stands and give profits to Crescent Cove because their families heard of us through your show. More people than ever asked for donations to be directed to Crescent Cove for their birthday, their wedding, other special events because they know we exist. And we ask new donors, how did you learn about Crescent Cove? The answer is the Jason and Alexis show.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't
that the sweetest
thing?
Oh my goodness.
You guys, thank you for thinking about him outside of just the donation that you gave during Project Down and Dirty. You continued to give. Wow.
That's just good Lord.
Jenny continues just a little bit more. She's very sweet. She says, our executive director worked hard for 9 years to gather enough support and funding to be able to even open our doors. So to have this, to have this support and that people are aware of who we are, it's helping us raise money so we can continue to serve more families.
It's another example of, it's another beautiful example of beautiful people, but it's also, it's a credit to all of you in a different way. And Lex knows this. She's been there since the beginning. It is a little bit of pride for all of us because so many times this station, so by extension, all of you that listen have been written off. We don't get a lot of publicity. The fancy media writers in the town don't always write about us. We're not the jazzy, snazzy, hip station that people like to the meet. We don't get the press that other folks get and I got to tell you, and we've all Lex with her endorsements and then Dawn with hers and all of us, I got to tell you, I would bet money on us more than other folks because of all of you listening. Did you listen to those words? Because of my talk, people remember stuff. And you guys, you listening, it matters to you. You remember it. You know that we're not shilling stuff just to do it. If we put a charity out there, we love it. And all of us, whether it's Livia with Dawn, whether it's David with Alexis, or Alexis has had so many successes, but mine with the Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. If I had to come, well, I do, but if I could advertise, I would advertise here. because you guys listen, you trust us and you listen to us. And the station is a great community that I would bet on. So
absolutely, because it's not just a normal person that doesn't make a connection, you know, to the station and other My Talkers. It's a family.
Yes.
You know, so
it's Lex, that is fantastic.
Oh, this warms your heart. And if you were going, wait, maybe you were listening when we talked about Crescent Cove, but it is just this wonderful, magical place for children, young adults who have a shortened life expectancy, and they can stay there with their families. And it's the only one in Minnesota designed for children and their unique needs. Their family can stay with them. There's only three of them in the United States like this. It's a hospice. And so it's just, it's joyful though, too, at the same time, home away from home.
Yes, yes. And they just do such a wonderful job in every aspect. You just can't believe the thought that they put into every single aspect.
Yes.
And I don't want to pick favorites, and I don't want to speak for the two of you, but I must say, very honestly, not offense, but nothing about the other folks that we've raised money for, but there was just such a connection with Crescent Cove. And I think you two agree. It's not like picking favorites, but that was one of the easiest things to tell you in the audience about, because how can you not make a connection with an organization like that? You have to literally have no heart inside your body cavity to not be right. I mean, seriously, it was just, I don't want to say an easy sell that cheapens it, but you know what I mean. It was easy to communicate the mission to you.
Do it for the children.
Yeah. And I was so touched. I mean, it made Kenny cry. I mean, I could just stop right there. Oh, the mission made in front of us. Thank you, My Talkers. Very, very powerful. When we come back, our Alexis has been gone for a week.
Yeah.
This is the first time she's probably wearing clothes. We're going to get...
I had my Christmas jammies on for a couple of days straight.
We're going to find out what she was up to, and I have a special personal message to my mother when we return. But if I lead you to any place, I'm cooking up some bacon, you two.
Yeah!
Oh.
How would you like some?
Sizzle,
Lex, how would
sizzle,
you like?
Sizzle. You know, not too crispy.
That's right. You don't want yours. Yeah. Dawn, you're crispy, aren't you?
I'm crispy. And if you could put it on a skewer and roll it up and then put some brown sugar on each piece, like.
Wow, that's a lot.
And,
wow.
This, make a little twirl, twizzle.
Ow!
The grease is spitting back on me. I'm not wearing any clothes, so it's spitting back on me.
Have you guys ever made ramaki?
It's
a water chestnut with bacon wrapped around it, and then you put some brown sugar, and then you bake it. There's some other ingredients, too.
Oh, yes, I've had one, Lex.
They are so good.
No.
I've had one at like a catering thing. I don't remember. It doesn't matter where. I didn't know I had it.
That will turn heads. If you have like an appetizer party coming up. Because I know that happens, right? For the holidays.
It's the best.
You bring your own
Christmas
appetizer.
Party.
Isn't that the best? Yes.
It's called a
Ramaki.
Oh.
That was a lot to take in just now.
Ooh, what would a Kornacki appetizer be? Ooh.
Oh, it would be wearing khakis. It'd be wearing
maybe
perfectly
fitted
khakis.
Some celery?
Maybe.
Or maybe peanut butter.
Board.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe just like a
big
pastry.
Charcuterie. Some hot meat.
Yeah, we'll make his face on the charcuterie.
Don't
board.
Get me going on that.
We can get him like a hot pot. He can be the hot pot.
Don't ever say Steve Kornacki and hot meat in the same sentence with me. I'm just thank you.
It's appropriate though, Jace.
It is. I love him. Okay, as I said, Lex is back. She hasn't worn clothes since last Wednesday or last Tuesday.
Yeah.
You packed a lot in.
We did. Lots of jammy time, but it was great. So my folks and my brother, who lives in Los Angeles, came, and we kind of had like two Thanksgivings. We did just us on Thursday, and then Friday, more family and friends came. So it was really a lot to take in to make sure that we had enough food and drinks and all of that. But it was really fun. I was my mom's sous chef, so I just did whatever she asked me to do.
You said, what's next, chef?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you said, yes, chef.
Yes, chef. Yeah, we had matching aprons and did the whole thing.
Oh, Lord.
Aww. And I got matching pajamas for all of us, too.
Oh.
Like the family ones through Macy's. It's so cute this year. It's the cotton two-piece. And, it's holiday dogs and cats with Christmas hats on it.
Aww.
Everyone, of course, but you know who didn't wear that.
Oh, my God. Anhel didn't do it?
No! I tried to be real... Ninja stealthy about it by giving them to him first and seeing if he'll put them on. Oh. And then we would quickly run downstairs.
And then all be wearing them and to trick him into a group situation.
Ding, ding, ding. Did it work? No.
I really admire his resistance to this. Yeah. I think this is hysterical.
He's like, no, no, no. I'm like, well, it'd be cute. And then that was my fatal...
Cute.
Word there.
The word.
I said cute.
Oh, yeah. You put the nail in the coffin when you said cute because he doesn't like to
Nothing's
be
cute,
cute
with him. He's like, no. I'm not cute. Nothing's cute. I'm like, fine. Ugh. But that's okay. Don't worry. We all the rest of us did. It was very, I mean, I guess my dad didn't either, but it was cute.
Oh, your dad didn't either.
It was cute.
Oh, my gosh. So did they?
My dad was kind of camaraderie with Anhel about that. So.
Oh, gosh. So did they stand in the back for any type of pictures? Like yeah. To hide that you do not have these pajamas on?
Oh, they weren't even in them. They were like, I'm over here. Then I was like, fine. Okay.
Oh, my God.
But that was really fun just to, you know, have some like dumb fun. You know, I haven't done a puzzle in how long.
Oh.
I bought a 550 piece puzzle.
Oh my gosh.
We put together a puzzle.
Okay.
We sat down and played. We sat down and played hand and foot and cards and just told stories. And that was just really fun because we used to play a lot as kids. And to just take the time to do that and just hang
precious.
Out. It was really cool. And one of the best memories is watching my mom and my son make chocolate chip cookies. And I don't know what it is, but they made the best chocolate chip cookies I've ever had. And my mom, I know, and you know I've had a lot of chocolate chip cookies.
You've had a lot of, yes.
And my mom even said, this is the best chocolate chip cookie I've ever made. And there was an error getting it, all the ingredients ready. You know how they always say, like, let your butter be room temperature?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't wait. We took it out and maybe it sat out for like an hour or two. Mm. And so when they added the butter, you know how you do like the wet ingredients and the dry ingredients? They just let the butter, they just like smashed it with the fork.
Mm.
And I think that made all the difference. So the batter was a little bit like chunky butter versus cold. Like a melted, like creamy.
Yes.
So, guys.
So, yeah, I mean, in the oven, as far as the science of that, it means that there are going to be more air pockets in it because of the way the... Like cells
the
inside
chunks.
The butter.
Yes.
Loads
that's what happened. Guys, do that if you're making cookies, okay? I'm
or
serious.
Invite Zen over. Just
or
have
invite,
Zen come
I mean,
over.
Maybe the 3-year-old was the magic. I am not sure. But regardless, just seeing them together, because, you know, my folks live in San Diego, and I just one day will live close again. And I just seeing them. So I think that's what happens. We just try to pack it all in. And during the card game, my dad, because we were drinking some smoked whiskey, that's another thing
doing.
Oh my he
God.
Goes, hey guys, did I ever tell you the time where a female, the one time, slapped me across the face?
Oh, okay. Let's hold that thought right
there.
Do
we get to hear?
Cliffhanger.
Oh, you guys know I'm going to tell this story.
When we return. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, it's Jason for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. Nutrisource has such a variety of products. It makes it really easy for you to kind of rotate between the variety of brands. Obviously, Nutrisource, the main brand, but they also have Pure Vita. You've heard Katie K9 and I talk about it for years. Pure Vita is kind of what you think. Think of the name. Limited ingredients, the best ingredients. Then there's the Element series. I love the bag. I love the logo. You know, I'm big on logos. But more than what's outside the bag, it's what's inside. The recipe returns your dog to their natural foods. You know, rugged, salmon, rough grains. What a dog would be eating if they weren't domesticated. Anyway, go to NutrisourcePetFoods.com for a list of retailers.
We'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know
my
that
talks. 62nd annual Santa Project happening right now, benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities. Bring a toy or gift to Breast Center of Maple Grove or Imaging Center of Plymouth. Anytime. We've been there before, right, Lex?
Yes, we have. During schedule that mammogram, ladies and gents.
I can't, but I just go to hang out. I go see the good people over there. Just, hey, Jace.
You hand out candy canes in the
lobby. I hand out candy canes. That's right, in the lobby. Highlights magazines to the people waiting. Bring the toys or gifts. My talk will get them to the families at the Ronald McDonald House. Listen to the virtual Santa stop for these locations during Colleen and Bradley's show on November 30th. That's actually today, Jace. MyTalk1071.com. Okay.
Cool.
We are left on a cliffhanger during your family gatherings. Yes. Your father revealed that a female slapped him once.
Yeah. He said, did I ever tell you about the time?
The one and only dad time. Joke? Let me just ask.
No, it's not a dad joke. He was for real. Of course, he says this, and our heads whip around like, yes, tell us this story, because we'd never heard this. He said that he's only told the story one time before because he was so embarrassed. Oh. So here's what happened. He was in seventh grade, and it was lunchtime. And the way that it worked out, of course, they split into two lines. If you had the hot lunch, you went through the line. If you brought your lunch, you just went straight into the cafeteria. And the way that it worked is that you just sat down across from whoever was there because you're all filing in. So he sat across from a female classmate he didn't know very well. And they each pull out their sandwich and they start eating it. He, of course, had a peanut butter sandwich, so he's eating that. And he's like, she was eating her sandwich. He had an apple and he was about to bite into that. And he looked up at the female classmate and she pulled out a pear. And he was like, wow, in Minnesota, that looks delicious. So he said to her, where did you get that great pear?
Oh, no.
And she slapped him in the face.
Oh, my God. Come on. Is that real?
Lex, this is not real.
No, I swear to you. My dad told me this. He said this, and I believe him because I realized apple tree. I always thought that I was more like my mom in that way, but my dad, you know, will say things
that aren't necessarily appropriate.
Yes, and he did not mean it like your pear. He's not looking at her breasts. Okay. He was looking at her pear.
Let's go to the jury. Do you think this is made up?
This is absolutely ridiculous.
I think he has you playing, you guys for fools.
No, I would, because I was like, Dad, yeah, I know. Okay, come on. Did that really happen? And he goes, no, it really did, because he was stunned. He said he just sat there. And he just was like, I guess I'm not saying anything ever again.
Oh, my God. What?
That's a great pair.
That's a great pair.
Oh, God. Lex.
Did he have a smirk on his face? Was he really?
No. Maybe he got me, but I'll ask him again. Because we were all like, oh, my gosh, Dad, what?
Oh, my God.
The literal definition, Lex, of... Instead of apple tree, pear tree.
Pear.
The pear doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, that's what I was saying, because there's been so many times. You know, I've, like, stories where I'll just say something. It doesn't even register.
No.
And then I thought, wow, okay, if this is in fact true.
Lil John, do you believe her?
Yeah!
Just checking.
That is ridiculousness, isn't it?
That is. Did you guys laugh?
I mean, we were dying. We're on the floor. We were like, Dad, are you serious? He's like, yeah, I didn't know what to say, so I was quiet after that. He's like, I ate my apple, and then I just moved along, and then that's it. I'm like, wow. Okay, that's like really, did a teacher come by? He's like, no, I didn't say anything.
Well, nowadays, your dad as a child would be sued.
Right.
Now he would be taken away and sued.
Now it's cancel culture for a seventh grader.
Oh, your dad would have been canceled.
Well, he just kept going, I don't know where you get a pear that nice.
Yeah.
At this time of year. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Your dad would have been on TMZ, you know, 8-year-old.
He's like, I didn't even like girls then. He's like, I didn't even know anything.
Yeah.
And of course, in seventh grade, you're so aware of your boobs, right? As a female, yeah. you know, will I get them? Are my friends getting them? Do I have a bra? Am I, you know, so I'm sure that was on the forefront of her mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or did you feel like that, Dawn? I know I did. That was all we were thinking about.
I was super flat-chested, but I wanted to wear a bra.
Yes.
And thank goodness I got some hand-me-down ones, you know.
Oh, right, because you had older sisters.
Yes, actually, yep. And this other family that we knew, their daughter was just about the age where she would grow out of her clothes, and then they would give them to us. And so they sent over some bras because my mom would never have bought it. Just, you know, weird.
Yeah.
So I was so excited when I opened that bag and saw those in there. I hid them.
Oh, that's the best. Because you don't want your sisters to take them. No. I felt the same way. My cousins lived in San Diego. They still do. They're older than me. The oldest one is 10 years older. And then the one, her youngest sister is like maybe 3 years older than me. Mm-hmm. But I'd get all of their hand-me-downs from gymnastics. So I'd get these amazing leotards. Oh, my gosh. That's the ones that I used to make my brother Zach wear. When we would do the True Blue Madonna album. And we'd warm up to Live to Tell. And then we'd have a whole routine and he refused and I'd have tutus and the whole thing and we'd do a whole aerobics thing.
Oh my God. And you're like, you're wearing this.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, and he would always wear shorts and a t-shirt over it. Like I knew it was there. Oh, and then Jake was like, yep.
Jake was like, give me that leotard.
Yeah. He's like, okay.
That's where the real human. Yeah. He was,
I'm like, why didn't you give it to Jake?
But I guess
he needed another dancer. I see.
Yeah. The humor, my talker, the extra layer of humor is the difference in personality between Alexis's brother, Zach, and Alexis's brother, Jake. So Zach wearing the tights makes it 52% funnier. Just trust us on that one.
Yeah. It is. Oh,
well,
God.
From the little boy perspective,
yes,
we did not have boobs, but Lex, you'll remember, and this connects in two ways. I would have been canceled like your dad. Hell, my family would have been sued. I'm not joking.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I parroted the behavior of a neighbor boy named Travis in my neighborhood who used to wrap around like a girl's shoulder and touch their boobs in the neighborhood.
Oh,
and
what a perv.
Oh, well, okay, but Lex, you'll remember this. No, not me. Well, but listen. So I was a little boy and everyone laughed at Travis doing this, including the girls. We didn't know any better. Our body, you know, we were like, oh, what's that? We didn't know what. Anyway, I went to school. I was like in second grade. And I mimicked what Travis did because Travis was a year older and I would go up the curly slide. Lex knows this. I would go up the,
that's right.
I would go up the curly slide and my friend, Erica Scott, who is my friend, and Amy, who are still friends of mine on Facebook, they would get to the top of the slide, sit down to get ready. And I would reach over their shoulder and go, booby. And I would touch their booby.
Oh my gosh.
So my nickname was the booby snatcher.
Oh, that's right.
So one of the teachers saw Erica, Amy, and I doing this. Because Amy and Erica, we were all laughing. Like, they gave me the name. They're like, booby snatcher. So one of the teachers saw me doing this.
For second grade girls.
Well, yeah. And called, I think, well, Travis, I think, gave him the name. Or I don't remember. Good Lord, I was six. But anyway, but booby snatcher, I know that specifically because Dar was called down to the principal's office.
Oh, that's the worst.
For the booby snatcher.
Mr. Wood, our principal, Hedstrom. Oh, okay. Mr. Wood was my junior high principal.
Mr. Hedstrom. Teacher.
Yeah, it was seriously. She was called and she told me years later, she's in this and I'm sitting there. I don't have any memory of this. We're sitting there and my mom said, she's trying to be the responsible parent. When Mr. Hedstrom pulls her into the office and she's basically like, why are we here? And what did Jason do? And Mr. Hedstrom looked at her and he goes, well, your son on the playground is known as the booby snatcher.
Oh,
and Dar had to sit there and she goes, Jason, I had to be the responsible parent, but I had to sit there biting my lips because I wanted to laugh. because she had heard the neighbor kids running around the, you know, she had heard this. Yeah. Oh. So she's like, oh my God, I have failed as a parent. Oh, my kid is a perv. Like, my kid is like going down curly slides.
You don't want the perv kid. No.
No, you do not want the perv kid.
Oh no.
So my mom said, I got in the car. Again, no memory of this. I only remember the act. I just remember going up the curly slide.
Yeah, because that was the fun part.
Yeah. My mom just said, Jason, you can't do this. Like, that's not right. And then she would giggle. She was, I know you think it's funny and Travis does it, but don't do anything Travis does. Like, don't, because he was kind of a naughty kid.
Yeah, Travis and, is probably serving a sentence right now.
Yeah. He later became like a bully, but yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah. But she goes, don't do anything Travis does. And
good.
Yeah. And I think my mom said, I think I tried it one more time, and then my Aunt Char was babysitting me. No. Like, I was doing it in the neighborhood, and my mom said that my Aunt Char, who scared me to death, like, my Aunt Char is my fave, one of my faves, but she was way tougher than my mom was. She cut me a look, and my mom said, I never did it again. That was the end of my booby snatching career. Yeah. She put the fear of God in me.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of my mother, when we come back, I mentioned I have a little message for her, and we'll wrap up the hour with some entertainment news. Big changes, .. again for the Oscars. Stay with us.
Georgia.
Welcome back to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance. I always think of an old school prom with this song.
Mm-hmm.
Till I Found You. Like Peggy Sue Got Married, Back to the Future. Yes. All of those movies that featured like a 50s era prom. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Quickly, I just want to say, we've talked about her since day one of our show. I'm referring to my mother, the Dar. Today is her birthday. I just want to say a happy birthday to my mom. I love you. I can't wait to play bingo with you tonight.
That's her happy place.
Yes. And as Alexis mentioned earlier, one day, I know it's one of Alexis's dreams to have her mom live near her. And I don't consider it a small blessing that my mom now lives near me. And it's just great. You know, we had some, and been open about it, we had some bumpy times kind of recalibrating our relationship when she moved here.
Yeah.
And I talk about it because A, she doesn't mind. And B, I know it can help folks because it's, we talk about almost, well, we reveal too much sometimes as people, but I think that's actually a topic that people don't talk about enough. And that is the dynamic and rhythms that exist between adult children and their parents.
Tell me about it.
You know what I mean? It's really not. We talk about everything. Herpes. We talk about sex. We just reveal everything. But for some reason, that topic is not talked about a lot. So I'm not embarrassed by the fact that around this time last year, my mom and I had a little bit of a falling out that lasted for months my mom had a perception when she moved here that we were going to be, and bless her heart, she had no idea that we were going to be seeing each other with way more frequency than she realized. You know, I told her, I'm like, the last time we lived together in the same town, I was 22 and worked at Red Lobster. And I said, things are, you know, I have a marriage.
Very different.
Very different now. And but that falling out was a blessing. And I know she feels the same way. Lex and I have talked. It was a blessing because we have talked about things that we've never talked about before, because we are very similar to a lot of families out there listening. You have a fight, you apologize, but you never talk about the underlying issue. And this skirmish forced us to talk, to really talk and to renegotiate and recalibrate a wonderful adult relationship. And now we're better than ever. And I'm actually grateful for the problem. I'm grateful for our little tiff. That's what I'm calling it, because it's my mother. We don't fight, but we're much closer now. We were already close, but now we're much closer in a very different way, both physically, geographically, and just mentally. So on her birthday, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my mother. I'm grateful to have her here, And I'm very grateful to all of you listening that have been very kind to her over the years. So happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Dar.
The Dar. And everybody pray. I don't want to waste God's time on stuff.
Oh, yes. Fires. I know what you're going to ask.
Win big.
But everybody, 10K, if you could, 10K. Please pray to God. He's very busy with a lot of stuff now in the world.
Yeah, it's fine, though. This is important.
If he can take a few seconds to pray that my mom at least wins one game tonight at the old Chester Bird. Just one game.
I'll do a full rosary.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks, my talkers. The Oscars, this slipped out yesterday on Variety.com. They got the scoopage. The Oscars are bringing back all of the categories to the live broadcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're happy about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, whoops.
Lex?
I'm just being thoughtful about this because I think that they have to remember their audience, and these are people who want to see all of them. So I think it absolutely makes sense that they're doing this. They got such pushback from the artists and the categories that, basically got a luncheon, that I can see why the mounting pressure to do this just makes sense. Now, how long will the ceremony be? What does that mean for the actual broadcast? I'm not sure. But yeah, it makes sense.
I'm with you, and I was against it. Dawn didn't feel right about this from the beginning. I actually was happy about this, but I was happy about it because I thought it would usher in some fundamental changes with the broadcast. It did not. Nothing. Yeah.
They just added more content, comedy, just bits, and you're like, stop it, and combine some of these musical performances into a montage.
So when you say this, you don't mean showing the whole thing, but just truncating it.
Yes.
When you said,
when they pre-edited or pre-taped the things and they put them in the broadcast, great. And look, I did like that they cut out the long walks to the stage, whatever. But fundamentally, it did not change the broadcast. And Whoopi Goldberg said something one time on The View, which I can't get out of my mind. And she's absolutely right. And Whoopi knows what she's talking about. She's hosted the Oscars, I think, a half a dozen times, maybe four or five. Anyhoodly, she looked in the camera when this debate came up on her show and she goes, "We need to just stop complaining. The Oscars are going to be long, period, on the end of that sentence." She goes, "Nobody complains about the Super Bowl, that it's basically an entire day.
Yep.
Nobody complains about the World Series. Nobody complains that hockey goes from winter to August 20th. You know what I mean?" She goes, "This is one time of year. It's going to be long. Stop complaining about it. If you don't like it, just don't watch." And I thought, you know what? She's kind of right.
Watch the highlights.
Go get a soda if you're bored. Because my thought is to include them in the real broadcast. Think about this. Winning an Oscar is the biggest moment of your life outside of having children. So to take that moment away from them to be in the big room because they are not as, it just gives the impression that you are not as important as people seeing these big stars. And that's where I'm like, you're taking away a moment for them. Did they win the award? Yes. Is it televised? Yes. But the thrill of being on stage is a part of that and working hard to get there. And I didn't like that they took that away from some people.
Yeah, on live television, allowing them just as much live celebration as the others. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, I've come 180. I almost got that wrong, but I came full circle on this one. I'm back to, okay, you know what? It's going to be long. It makes sense to me. Now, look, that doesn't absolve the producers from the responsibility of having a tight broadcast. Let me also say that.
It needs to be entertaining, too.
Thank you.
We need a people mover. I'm telling you, like at the airport, get a people mover and you get in place. There's the tables that are, and everyone's in place to get on that people mover and get to the front. It zips you up there. Hold up your long dress if you think it's going to get caught.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't it be fun? You know, like on the bunny hill when you're skiing?
Yeah.
And there's the rope that you hold on, or you're tubing, and you hold on to the rope. You have all of the candidates on a rotating stage.
Oh, yes. And then, yes, queen.
And then we
like a lazy Susan.
Like a lazy Susan. It's just spinning around, and you're holding on to the rope, and you're going around in a circle. And then you could have some really great red carpet, but stage carpet moments, right? So you take fabulous pictures, and then you just jump off the carousel and you accept your award.
It's like a Dayton's display.
Exactly, right. And then it transcends down into the floor. Those candidates come out, and then the new candidates for the next category come
on. Oh, you mean lower them into the floor.
Yes! Yes!
This is absolutely ridiculous!
Sorry, cornhole woman.
Do it!
Oh, that's going to do it for the first hour. The second hour is coming up, and then the third hour, we're going to announce some changes coming to My Talk, so don't miss that. Stay right there. Go get some more Sanka. We'll be back on the other side of this.